Welcome back, everyone, to the Hikes Peak podcast. Thank you for coming back to the mountain. We had our first week off from football in quite some time, but there are still plenty of headlines to go over. To start, Ashton Jeanty finished as the runner-up for the Heisman Trophy, but still took home multiple pieces of hardware. Then we'll dive into New Mexico hiring their next head coach, and Jason Eck, who revived a dormant Idaho program over the last three seasons. We also have two bowl games to go over this week, with UNLV taking on Cal in the LA Bowl and Fresno State taking on Northern Illinois in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. So we'll have previews and predictions for those, and we'll end the show with a massive transfer portal update with a whole bunch of Mountain West stars committing to new homes in the Power Four. Big time episode this week. Let's dive in. Our first order of business is Ashton Jeanty and his trip to New York for the Heisman ceremony. It was more of a coronation from the media for Travis Hunter. Leading up to it, there was a lot of promo coming up from ESPN, just leading into the Travis Hunter for Heisman narrative. The race ended up being really close. Ashton Jeanty only ended up losing by about 150 points, and he was overall on more ballots than Travis Hunter was, but the standout corner and wide receiver from Colorado did get a lot more first place votes, which was definitely the difference maker as to why he ended up holding the trophy instead of Ashton Jeanty. Regardless of Ashton Jeanty not officially winning the Heisman Trophy, the respect was still clearly there. Overall, it seems like the majority of fans think Jeanty should have won over Travis Hunter. Personally, I've just come to the conclusion that both of these guys would have won the Heisman in any of the last 6 to 8 races, and it sucks that Travis Hunter ended up winning, but I don't really have a problem with Travis Hunter being the winner here. When you break it down, it's not just Travis Hunter playing 100 plus snaps a game. He was an All-American level wide receiver and corner, which I do believe is worthy of winning the Heisman Trophy. That's an incredibly rare accomplishment. Is it as rare as Ashton Jeanty challenging some of Barry Sanders' records and leading a Group of Five team to a bye in the College Football Playoff? I personally didn't think so, but enough voters came to the conclusion that being an All-American on two sides of the ball was more prolific than what Ashton Jeanty has done. Keep in mind, this is coming from a player in the Group of Five. The fact that Jeanty reached over 2,000 total points in the Heisman voting, put together the closest Heisman race in the last 9 years, all of that being from a Group of Five player is just a testament to what Ashton Jeanty has accomplished this year. Quite frankly, I don't know if we'll ever see a Group of Five player win the Heisman, even in this new 12-team era, because if Ashton Jeanty didn't do enough, let's say next year Tulane ends up making the College Football Playoff and their quarterback ends up setting a bunch of records, he still probably doesn't get enough backing from Heisman voters. It'll probably end up going to the number one team's quarterback or something along those lines. That's a prediction that we won't know for much down the road if I'm right or not, but it's tough to imagine anyone doing more than Ashton Jeanty did on a Group of Five team, from setting records and winning more awards. He did also win the best running back title by winning the Doak Walker Award, as well as winning the Maxwell Award for the best player in college football. He was also the only unanimous first team All-American this year. Not even Travis Hunter can say that. And that still wasn't enough to win the Heisman. So I don't know what extra resume builder a Group of Five player would need to win the Heisman in the future. We'll have to wait and see on that end, but no disrespect to Travis Hunter, and all the credit in the world still goes to Ashton Jeanty, despite him not joining the Heisman Club. He is still proven without a doubt that he is the best player in college football. Next up, let's head down to Albuquerque to talk about the newest head coach of the New Mexico Lobos, and that is Jason Eck, who spent over 20 years as a Division I assistant before getting his first head coaching job at Idaho in 2022. Since becoming the first program ever to drop from the FBS ranks to the FCS, the Vandals still hadn't had a winning season in the Big Sky. Jason Eck changed that right away, leading his team to an FCS playoff appearance for the first time in 27 years. He'd follow that up with back-to-back quarterfinal appearances, officially bringing the Kibby Dome back to relevance. Also on his resume during his time with the Vandals was 2 wins over Mountain West teams. This year, they did beat Wyoming in a close matchup in Laramie, and last year, they destroyed Nevada when they were still under Ken Wilson, 33-6. This is a home run hire for the Lobos, as Eck has shown a knack for finding success despite a lack of resources, but I do have one problem with this selection. What happens if Eck takes New Mexico to a bowl game in year one? Based on recent history, Eck Jack's name would be in the running for any job he wanted. So hypothetically, if the Lobos are in the same exact spot a year from now, with Jason Eck taking another job after a impressive year one in Albuquerque, then this will be another disaster of a hire, which you could call Bronco Mendenhall a disaster of a hire based on where he's left the New Mexico program now. Alternatively, if they hired a UNM alum like Terrence Mathis or Holman Wiggins, who we both talked about last week, I'd feel a lot better about them staying more than 1 year and really trying to build something in Albuquerque. Hopefully, Eck is a long-term solution here for the Lobos. We'll just have to wait and see. Now let's move on to bowl season, which is officially underway. We have two Mountain West teams that are going to be in action over the next 7 days. So let's go over those two contests. First, we're going to the LA Bowl on Wednesday with 6-6 Cal taking on number 24 UNLV, who is sitting at 10-3. The Rebels are going for their first 11-win season since 1984, and they currently only have four players in the transfer portal. Granted, some of those are really big pieces. Greg Burrell has been a fantastic running back for them. He is in the transfer portal, as is Tony Grimes, who has been one of their best corners. They'll have to deal with his absence in this one. But overall, UNLV not hurt too much by the transfer portal heading into this game, despite Barry Odom leaving for Purdue and hiring Dan Mullen before this game gets underway. As for Cal, they'll be without their starting quarterback. I know that for sure. And Frankie Mendoza, he is in the transfer portal. Besides that, I don't think anybody too notable has entered the portal for them, so they should be at relatively full strength. My prediction in this one, after a close first half, I think UNLV's run game is going to take over down the stretch. Haj Malik Williams finishes his college career with a LA Bowl MVP as the Rebels beat Cal by double digits. My predicted final score, UNLV 34, Cal 21. And our second bowl game to go over will be on Monday. This is the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, of course, at Albertson Field in Boise, Idaho. 7-5 NIU will be taking on 6-6 Fresno State, and this is going to be a tough assignment for Fresno State. NIU, of course, had that huge win against Notre Dame, but definitely did slow down the stretch. But the Bulldogs are going to be without 9 of their starters, who all left for the transfer portal. 15 players total have entered the transfer portal for them, but notably among them, their starting quarterback, Mikey Keen, their top two wide receivers, their top two defensive tackles, and their top three corners. That's going to be really noticeable for NIU game planning for this one. They'll probably try to run the ball up the middle a lot, take some shots down the field on the outside to test some of these younger corners. If Fresno State is able to win this bowl game, it's going to be very impressive that they do this with the amount of second stringers that will need to start in this one. My prediction in this one, there's no doubt that the Bulldogs will be shorthanded in this one, but I still expect them to be competitive. Joshua Wood has shown flashes this year, so I'm not worried about him starting at quarterback, but will any other receivers step up to fill the void left by the departures of Jalen Moss and Raylan Sharp? And defensively, with the gaping holes at defensive tackle and corner, this is a tall task in Tim Skipper's final game as head coach of the Bulldogs. I think Northern Illinois guts out a close win with Fresno State's inability to stop the run consistently in the second half, leading to their downfall. My predicted final score, Northern Illinois 24, Fresno State 16. Also, really quickly, sandwiched in between these two bowl games, on Saturday, you will want to watch SMU and Penn State in the first round of the college football playoff, because the winner of that game will take on Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl in the college football playoff quarterfinals. And our last stop to make this week is in the transfer portal, which had just a ton of madness this week. Of course, we can't go over every single portal entry, as we are up to 182 Mountain West players in the portal at this point, but we are going to highlight some of the major commitments that we saw this week, starting with the New Mexico mass exodus, which is continuing. We are now up to 40 Lobos entering the transfer portal. Keep in mind, you only have 65 something players on your active roster, so that's almost two-thirds of their roster in the portal just a week and change after Bronco Mendenhall left for Utah State. As for the notable commitments, it starts with quarterback Devin Dampierre, the first team All Mountain West selection, officially committed to Utah. He'll have a chance to play on a national stage, as will standout wide receiver Luke Wysong, who committed to Arizona. I do have some bad news for Aztec fans, as freshman starting quarterback Danny O'Neill entered the transfer portal and shortly thereafter announced his commitment to Wisconsin. Sean Lewis will likely have to find his 2025 5 starting quarterback in the transfer portal for San Diego State. We did touch on this a bit in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl preview, but Fresno State starters are beginning to find their homes in the Power 4. All Mountain West wide receiver Raylan Sharp is transferring to Arkansas, joining former Boise State quarterback Talen Green, while defensive tackle Jacob Holmes is transferring to Virginia. San Jose State lost their 2 best corners in the same week, with second team All Mountain West selection DJ Harvey transferring to USC and veteran Michael Dansby reuniting with Brett Brennan at Arizona. Overall, Ken Niumatalolo has only lost 6 players to the portal at this point, but both of those guys are going to be tough to replace. And last but not least, all-conference offensive guard Tyson Ruffins is transferring from Nevada to Stanford. Considering Stanford is a NFL offensive line factory, and the fact that Ruffins has 3 years of eligibility left, he's put himself in a position to be a future NFL draft pick. That is it for this week's episode of the Hike Speak Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We're officially into the postseason, so stay close to the mountain for the closing stretch of the 2024 season. Also, our Mountain West transfer tracker is officially out now, so you can find a link to the full list of portal entries in the description on your podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at MWC Connection and find all of your Mountain West news at MWCConnection.com. If you enjoyed the episode, rate the show 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on, or leave us a review on iTunes. Nothing helps the show out more than that, so any ratings would be greatly appreciated. Thank you again for listening. This season has been insane from start to finish, so again, stay close to the mountain. Until next time, I'm Jack Thompson, and thank you for coming back to the mountain.